It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
I can't believe the Rockies have lost five straight.
It's a tough stretch.
I was going to sing more, but that's okay.
You can feel free to sing more.
No, I've lost my mojo now.
Okay. I was going to say, it's a tough stretch. The Dodgers can't possibly stay this hot. And the Rockies were due for a bit of a slump.
Yes.
You just hope that, you know, they don't spiral into this 12, 13, 14 game losing streak. You know, you leave it at five, you win a few games, pull yourself back. You're still only a few games behind first with a lot of baseball left to play this season. So, you know, there's no reason to panic right now unless the Giants pummel them, in which case I might panic a little.
I'm thinking I might, Joe, panic a little.
But let's see how Marquez does. I mean, he's down right now. I see Joe panic.
Joe panic. Yeah, because he's with the San Francisco. If it turns out that he's the one that actually beats the Dodgers tonight, I'm going to be like.
So we were talking about, off the air at least, the Nuggets' potential of getting Kevin Love. But we discovered over the weekend that, as far as I understand it, the Nuggets would have received Kevin Love and shipped off Fareed, Emmanuel Mudiay, and someone else.
Probably Gary Harris.
Gary Harris.
Okay, so those three, they wouldn't have to leave a draft pick. Apparently, the Paul George trade, or the Jimmy Butler trade, the Nuggets balked at Gary Harris, which I don't get. But
because if they're not willing to give up Gary Harris for Paul George, but now why would they be willing to give him up for Kevin Love?
Because the draft pick's gone. They were trying to use the draft pick as leverage.
Oh.
So now the draft pick's gone. So they basically think of Gary Harris as the 13th round draft, or a 13th pick in the draft kind of guy.
Oh, okay.
Which is okay.
Gary Harris is a fine, solid player.
Yes.
He's a good bench player.
Yes, but you can find guys to shoot out. And plus, he's also short. That is the one problem with Jamal Murray and Gary Harris, is that you have two guys who are closer to 6 foot than closer to 6'5".
But you're not going to play those guys at the same time.
Well, they were last year.
Well, listen, when the Golden State Warriors went small in their lineup of death,
yeah, but
they had a couple of 6-footers.
Yeah, well, no, because Thompson, Klay Thompson, is like 6'5".
Okay.
He's closer to, and so you had Curry, who's short, but then you had the other guard who was like 6'4", which is able to sort of balance it out. That's why they wanted Emmanuel Mudiay to sort of develop, is that you could have Jamal Murray and Emmanuel Mudiay have that tall short combination in the backcourt.
Feels like they're giving up on Emmanuel real quick.
It feels like he sort of struggled and then sort of wilted to pressure, maybe. But I think that he could be good. I mean, he was pretty much the leader last year.
You got to give a kid. I mean, he's still really young. He's still really young.
He still is really young. He's 20.
Yeah, you got to give a kid like that maybe another year or so to develop. I mean, it just feels like if you're going to ship him off like this, he's a player that in a couple of years could develop into the kind of player that you're going to regret getting rid of.
Possibly, but then you have one of the best front courts in the league.
See, you're sold on I like Kevin Love. I think Kevin Love's a fine player.
Kevin Love was in the playoffs, was putting up 30 points, and
he didn't average 30 points.
But he was averaging double doubles, and he did put up 30 points in a couple games.
He put up 30 points in one, at least. I'd have to look at the four games, but his rebounding is what sets him apart,
and his passing.
He's a good passer. I do believe if you put him on a team that does not have a guy like LeBron James, his shooting actually improves. It's got to be very frustrating for other players to play with a guy like LeBron, because he holds onto that ball and they play ISO ball so much, and he doesn't get his other teammates into a shooting rhythm. You know, you get a guy like J.R. Smith into a shooting rhythm, he can burn you.
Yes.
You get a guy like Kevin Love into a shooting rhythm. But you got to give him those looks early. And, you know, everyone says LeBron's the best passer in the league. One, I call BS on that. He's not.
Of course. course.
Statistically, he's
okay,
not.
Okay, that's fine. I believe you.
But two, he
Jokic is.
He's Jokic. I'll put Jokic's passing up against LeBron's passing any day.
So in the 2017 finals, Kevin Love in game one had 15 points and 21 rebounds.
That's a double-double.
Yes, in the second game, he went 27 and 7, so not a double-double, but 27 points.
Okay.
Game three, pivotal game three, he only had 9 points, but he had 13 rebounds. In game four, 23 and 5, and then 6 and 10. So he sort of petered out there.
Well, he didn't get 30 in any game.
Didn't get 30 in any game, but against Boston, he, in game one, 32 and 12. Game two, 21 and 12. Game three, 28 and 10.
No, the guy can do double-doubles.
Well, that's what I'm telling you about, but that's like the type of guy at the power forward you want. Now, I like me some Hernan Gomez. I'm just saying.
I do, too. I think Hernan Gomez probably has more upside.
But listen, you need a star.
I don't know that people outside of Minnesota consider Kevin Love a star. He was a really, really solid good player with Minnesota.
World champion.
Listen, all of those LeBron nut huggers don't give him any
what?
Any credit for him. In fact, they blame him and Kyrie and everybody else for losing the series. Oh, no, it was everyone else's fault, which is just another reason why I can't stand the guy. But
he lives in Cleveland. He has a house in L.A. For God's sake. I mean, that's a good enough reason to hate him.
Well, he has a house in L.A., of course.
I mean, come on. He went to Miami.
I have to ask you this question, and this is a question that frankly, every other team not named Cleveland and Golden State are asking themselves.
Okay.
Does the acquisition of Kevin Love really make Denver good enough to even compete for a championship? I don't think so. I'm not sure that the acquisition of Paul George to Cleveland makes them closer. It doesn't put them over the top of.
Well, let me ask you a question with a question. I hate to do it.
It's fine.
Who would you rather have at that position, Kevin Love or Kenneth Faried? Because Kevin Love
he's a better shooter.
He's a better shooter and can get you the same amount of rebounds and is a threat from 3-point and can hit 3-pointers.
No, I'd rather have Kevin Love. And that's coming from a guy who I absolutely love, Kenneth Faried. He's an energy guy. Who's losing some of his energy, and I don't know that he's really happy here anymore.
Doesn't seem like he's happy.
I would love, but as much as I love Kenneth Faried, Kevin Love brings more to the table right now.
Plus, you'd be doing Kenneth Faried
a favor, sure.
A favor because he'd be going to Cleveland.
Sure.
So Kenneth for Kevin.
Well, sending him to Cleveland in and of itself is not a favor. He still has to live in that town.
Listen, there are very nice places to live with very large houses, and they're not nearly as expensive as other places.
No, it's true.
So you can get a lot of house for a little bit of money.
Yeah,
in Cleveland.
I'll write a check.
And plus, listen, the Cuyahoga River is no longer on fire.
Right, it doesn't burn anymore.
They do have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is there. That's always fun. I mean, you can go there and hang out.
I'm not making a trek all the way to Cleveland just to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Whereas I will go to. Cooperstown to see the Baseball Hall of Fame, and I will go to wherever that place in Ohio is to see.
Yeah, the Canton. That place is
Canton.
That is awful. The NFL Hall of Fame is awful.
It's really?
Yes.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Why is it awful? I would think it'd be great.
It's sort of like. Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that all those scenes in Futurama where they walk into the place where all the heads.
Oh,
are.
Oh yeah, the
and that's all it is. There's not really anything else. At least I don't recall there being anything else.
Well, that's
it's
weird
just
because
the busts.
Because they have like. From the pictures I've seen, it looks like they have different, like, big moments from NFL
like
games.
Pictures
with, like, write-ups and stuff. Well, like, oh, this
yeah,
was
I didn't really notice that. But the thing about the Baseball Hall of Fame
mm-hmm.
is there's jerseys and bats and there's, you know,
yeah,
cardboard cutouts of people. And also, I mean, it's you know, it's much more multimedia-ish.
Yeah, which I kind of assume that's how the NFL Hall of Fame would be. I would go to those two places just to see. If I happened to be in Cleveland, I would definitely want to see
my
the
grandfather
Rock and Roll
Hall
grew
of Fame. Up in Canton, so we went back one time to say hello because
yeah.
I believe he was the one year he was the baton
Grand
guy. The baton guy.
The baton guy. The Grand Marshal baton guy.
Yeah, the guy with the key to
yes.
the city.
Could open all
for
the
parade
shops.
For the NFL. Hall of Fame.
Really? For the Hall of Fame parade? That's cool.
Maybe. I remember he's been back there for something.
Okay.
And we went.
And you
went
walked
to the
around
Hall
the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Sounds like you were kind of young. So this could have
old
been,
enough to know better.
So this could have been 50, 55 years ago.
I yeah, mean, could have been.
So they might have updated it since
certainly
then.
No Broncos were in there.
That still bothers me. There are a lot of Broncos that deserve to be in.
Tombstone Jackson, the inventor of the two-handed head slap. Come
Randy,
on.
Randy Gradishar.
Randy Gradishar should probably be in the Hall of Fame.
I know a lot of people want Carl Mecklenburg in. I don't think he should be. I don't know that.
Simon Fletcher, baby.
Yeah, there's an argument to be made for Simon Fletcher. And I'm surprised there are not more players from the back-to-back Super
Simon
Bowl
Fletcher
team.
Was Von Miller before Von Miller.
In an era where...
Like a lot before Von Miller.
A lot before Von Miller.
Von Miller before even Von Miller was Von Miller.
Who from those back-to-back Super Bowl teams should be in the Hall of Fame that isn't? I can think of a few right now.
It ain't Rich Carlos.
Well, no.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this. Only on Mile High Sports.